Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? Cora's at a children's birthday party. That's what he's doing today, Keith.
Man, he's going to be surprised when they trade Durant and Chapman. They're like, hey, Cora, I wish we could have run something by you there, but you weren't here, so.
What an absolute douche move by Cora. He's like, I got nothing to do with whatever we do today.
Not me.
If we sell, not me. If we make a bunch of crummy moves, not me. You know if they make a big move, he'll be front and center trying to take credit for it. I was on the phone the whole time at the kids, but I wasn't even watching my kids.
When
I was
there.
If they trade for Joe Ryan, he's going to take credit. Everything else, he's distancing himself.
I'm not gonna be here.
I would say not the greatest sign at the trade deadline. Doesn't sound like the manager is on pins and needles about any big moves.
Well, everybody does talk about a work-life balance.
Sure.
Like Alex Cora has definitely prioritized life, and that's his prerogative. And so today he is not going to be involved in any of the moves that they make.
Okay. Unbelievable. He's also not at, by the sounds of it, his own children. It's not like it's their birthday. He's just on kid duty going to like some Chuck E. Cheese or something like that is what he's doing.
You know what the thing with Chuck E. Cheese is? And pardon me if they're a sponsor.
I've not been. Let me tell you, though, real quick.
Yeah.
Greg said the other day that the pizza there is sneaky good. He's like, the pizza at Chuck E. Cheese is sneaky good. And then I heard from a buddy of mine that was at a kid's party. He's like, stuffed crust? It's awesome. I'm like, I'm missing out on this
pizza. No, Chuck E. Cheese is good. Did you see the guy, though, that got arrested down in Florida for, like, tax fraud?
I did.
They arrested him in the suit, and he still had the hat on or the head on as he was, like, getting, like, out of there?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe that came up in the news, and that's how Greg was talking about the pizza. But, yeah, that's a good story.
No, but
yeah.
Here's the thing, and they'll get you, and it's all about making money, but you get into Chuck E. Cheese, right? You pay to get into Chuck E. Cheese, and then you're paying for, like, the arcades and stuff. Then they have like a trampoline section, which you also need to pay for. It's not included. It's obviously you bring a little kid there. They see a trampoline. They need to be on that trampoline.
Did we talk about this on the air? I went to a birthday party, Bragg, at a roller rink, Keith.
Roller rink?
Yeah.
No, I've done mostly trampoline parks.
Let me tell you.
Every trampoline park in New England I think I've been to.
Let me tell you. I tried real roller skates, not blades.
I can't do either one.
Dude, those are hard. That is just not a skill that returns.
No.
I wiped out, hard. Once I got out there and thought I had the feel for it.
Then all the kids see you wipe out.
Oh, every kid, parents.
Oh, it's excellent.
You know, and you have to get right back up, but I'm like, my hip. I couldn't imagine Charlie Morton's hip
so you
after this
quick?
Fall. But I popped up quick.
Oh,
and then
laid there.
I went right off. I went right off the field, though. I went right out of there.
Guys, anybody else have a broken blade here? Anybody got a bum wheel? They're like, no, that wasn't. Don't blame the wheel.
I started to open it up once I got comfortable out there, and it did not go well.
No, I'm staying away from that.
I got to stick to the Chuck E. Cheese party is what I got to stick to.
Chuck E. Cheese where it's at, yeah.
That's what I got to stick
true.
To. So Cora at a children's birthday party today. Doesn't sound like he's
great.
Super revved up about the trade deadline. It's Jones and Keefe. We're live at Patriots training camp day 8. It's a walkthrough today. Real light
there.
I see Drake May in a helmet. Other than that, I see mostly bucket hats. That would include Josh Dobbs on the other field running through plays in a baseball cap. So no one else in a helmet that I can see.
Robert Spillane isn't in a helmet.
So he is.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people are probably – I bet they're doing some of like the mic'd up stuff.
You know what? You're right. I see
so
Spillane out there.
He's probably talking to the D coordinator or whatever.
51 Ellis, who's 51. I see him. Actually, you're right. There's a couple of helmets out there.
Like,
not many.
Signal callers on both sides have the helmets. That's about it, though. Kayshawn Booty has a winter hat on. Although today is 20 degrees cooler.
It's a little brisk out there today.
No, it's not, but it is cooler than yesterday.
I could see a toque.
But we do have a nice winter toque. One item worth mentioning is the return of Mac Hollins.
Yep.
And he was inserted right into the first team offense. And they're just doing stuff, you know, half speed, obviously. But they were getting him involved early. Some of the wide receiver combinations had him in there. Like when they were going 2-3 wide outs deep, just trying to throw him back in. Because we figured, you know, that's a guy that's going to be in the mix. He has a roster spot if he's healthy, and then who gets sort of bumped down, and then who gets kind of just released because of his return. And they're wasting no time. They threw him right back in there.
Yeah. So it looked like Booty was the man that dropped down a touch, if you will. I'd say the guy in jeopardy for a roster spot the way it's played out. I mean, definitely Efton Chisholm, but I would say Kendrick Board would be the guy in jeopardy. If Holland is going to be back this soon.
I would agree.
And Reese had the note today, you can't even do a walkthrough if you're on PUP. Like, you can't do anything if you're on PUP. Carlton Davis is back here today.
Yeah.
He's never been, well, he was on NFI. He was activated, though, going into day one of camp. You can't participate in walkthroughs if you're on any of these lists. So he's been activated, which means someone like Kendrick Bourne better get it going, or he's probably in jeopardy of a roster spot.
Because Kayshawn Booty's been solid. You know, he's out there a lot. He hasn't done anything bad. You know,
he's out there right now with May, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So he's on the field right now with May. Pop Douglas.
Mac just caught that pass.
There you go.
There you go. Kayshawn Booty getting in the mix. So, also, Mac Hollins.
Yeah.
At first glance, I was like, is he wearing socks?
Well, we know the man. We're going to have more about this. This is Kismet, by the way.
We're
going to have more on Mac Hollins coming up.
He's a character.
He's quite a character.
He loves being barefoot. On the field, he is wearing, like, shoes, but they're, like, look like little, like, slip-on. Like, some of these guys are wearing, like, turf shoes or cleats.
Is he wearing a crampon? Is that what he's wearing?
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
It's a mountain climbing shoe.
Oh, yeah, with the toes,
tootsies. Yeah. Or is it like a water shoe? Like something like that?
Oh, yeah, a little water shoe. Yeah, Wiggy's big into water shoes, right? They talk about that in the morning.
Oh, does Wiggy wear a water shoe?
I think he wears water shoes at the beach, yeah.
Well, where's he going to the beach?
Touchdown, Steph Diggs. He loves going. Did I report on that?
Yeah. Where's he going to the beach?
Oh, he's a big Hampton Beach guy. He loves Hampton Beach.
Yeah, but is it all rocks? What do you need water shoes for if you're on a nice sandy beach?
Maybe no. I think he says from like the parking lot to the beach.
Oh, just to protect his feet walking over.
I don't know. Man.
Oh, well, that I get. Yeah, I mean, I'm a flops guy. I understand that.
Not me.
By your not eyesight, Keith. This is an important distinction. Through the binocs, you're reporting that Mac Hollins is out there in maybe a lighter shoe.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, a shoe.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. And getting some work with Drake May in the first team offense.
Okay. Well, you heard that here first. On Jones and Keith.
Austin Hooper with a catch.
Absent today, no Christian Gonzalez, no surprise. Garrett Bradbury out again. Jelani Tavai, Sidy Sow, and Antonio Gibson.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a new one.
Gibby.
Although, again, today is a walkthrough. The only player remaining on PUP now that Mac Hollins has been activated is Vidarian Lowe. Carlton Davis returned. He's limited. He was at the last walkthrough. Hasn't taken a meaningful rep since day one of camp, and Josh Farmer, the rookie out of Florida State. We told you he was here the other day rehabbing. He is back out there in limited capacity today.
Crowd is significantly bigger than it was yesterday. Unfortunately, there's really not much
to get
excited about.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the weather is better for fans to sit in the stands. Yesterday was brutal. You had a little bit more action, though. They were helmet and shoulder pads yesterday. Today, really just to walk through. And then tomorrow night, right, they go inside the stadium for the season ticket holder.
If you're a season ticket holder, you can watch them go through their paces in the stadium. Typically, that's a walkthrough, but I guess some of the beat writers are hinting at maybe it'll be a bit more inside the stadium tomorrow night if you're fortunate enough to be a season ticket holder. We won't be here tomorrow. We'll be here Monday through Wednesday next week, including joint practices against the Washington Commanders. 617-779-7937. I'm going to give you the short list, Keith. I don't think we've missed any trades. We haven't had to go to the trade desk with Billy Lanny.
No, it's quiet recently. Right now. Too quiet.
I'm going to go through the names that have moved that I think are significant. You tell me if we should add anybody else to the list and tell me if you wanted the Red Sox to be in on any of these guys. If you're just tuning in, they did acquire Steven Matz. He's a lefty reliever, 3.44 ERA. They dealt away Blaze Jordan, their number 19 prospect. So a low-level, or a low-ranked, rather, prospect. I think he was actually in AAA. But Matz feels like the Lucas Sims and Luis Garcia moves last year. In Breslow's defense, I don't think a lot of impact guys, specifically starters, have moved. Should they have been in on Shane Bieber, Keith, the 2020 Cy Young winner, who is 62-32, 3.22 ERA for his career? I think that's probably the best pitcher who's moved. He's not thrown a pitch in the big leagues this year as he rehabs from an injury. It cost Toronto their number 5 prospect. Should the Red Sox have been in on the Biebs?
No, I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that. You know, he was at one point really good. You know, it's not the equivalent of getting Corey Kluber a couple of years ago, but it's not as far off of that either. So, yeah, at one point a great pitcher. I guess you look at it from the Blue Jays side of it. You're like, all right, there's some upside there. He could be really good. But I mean,
well, and I think you're right to connect those dots. I should have said it's to Toronto because that is, you know, that is a team that you're in theory chasing in the division. I think the Blue Jays are within reach, and they are making a move for a starter.
He was really good. So he wins the Cy Young in the COVID year. He's an All-Star in 21. He had a good year in 22, but then even in 23. Above average, I would say, but closer to average. And then 24, he only starts two games, and he hasn't pitched at all this year. So, no, I'm not kicking and screaming about that one.
Okay, me neither. Zach Littell, the righty from Tampa, 8-8, 358 ERA. I'd way rather Zach Gallen. I'd way rather Merrill Kelly, Dylan Cease on the super high end, Joe Ryan, Alcantara. Edward Cabrera.
No, I'm good.
I say Mitch Keller. Like I'd rather every single one of those names over Bieber or Littell. So I don't. In Breslow's defense, I don't think an impact starting pitcher has moved unless you consider Bieber. That I think there are four impact names that have moved. Keith.
Okay.
Seattle got two of them. We talked about them earlier. Suarez and Naylor. We both wanted Suarez.
Yep.
He's a righty stick. Red Sox were allegedly in on him and potentially looking at him playing first base, which does tell you they're kicking the tires on a righty bat and a first baseman. Josh Naylor also went to Seattle. Those are the two best bats to move. Should they have been in on either reliever?
Real quick on Suarez, for those that haven't been paying attention, I don't blame you. He's been playing for the Diamondbacks the last 2 years.
He's got 35 bombs?
36 home runs.
Excuse me.
And he leads the league with 87 RBI. And
he's just sitting on waivers in the Dingers League, Keith. He's just sitting there.
He's got 36 home runs and an OPS of almost 900.
Yeah, he's been awesome. He was an all-star. He is a
third baseman, though, so I guess there is a little bit of like, all right, what do you do with him? I don't know. DH him if he can't pick up the glove.
Correct.
Like that is a guy that I would have wanted, and he goes to a direct competitor of yours, one of the teams that is fighting for a wild card spot with you. So that's a double whammy. Like, I wanted him, and not only that, but he went to an American League contender, not a National League team.
And not for nothing, that's true. That's a direct competitor for you. Seattle got two of those bats. Not for nothing. Who was Bregman in their lineup on Wednesday?
No.
So maybe he could spot start some games at third.
Right.
You can get in the mix at first, a la Kyle Schwarber. And if it doesn't work, then he's a DH. But that's a guy I definitely wanted them in on. To me, that's the best name that moved that I wanted them in on. What about, what is it again? Johan Duran?
Johan Duran. Jaron Duran. Johan Duran.
It's Spanish for Jaron Duran?
Yeah.
Should they have been in on Duran?
Yes.
Or Ryan Helsley that went to the Phillies, Dave Dombrowski, and the Mets, respectively? Should they have been in on those guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think they should have been in on both. I mean, I think Duran. Now, it's funny. With some of these guys, you know, you go all the way back to Eric Gagne. Like, depending on what role they are, maybe they can't handle it. Right now, you can count on Whitlock and you can count on Chapman, mm-hmm. right? It's some of the other guys, varying degrees. If you told me, like, Duran can come in here and you know, close games where Chapman's not available, or be a 7th, 8th inning guy on days where they're all available, I would say absolutely yes. There's no guarantee it works, but to answer your question, yeah, I would have been in on him. He is he's having a really, really good year. He, I believe, is under team control. Like, for some of you that are worried about rentals and things like that, you could have him. I think he's arbitration eligible for a couple of years. So, yeah, I would have been in on him.
Well, and the thing about Helsley is, you know, they were talking to Chaim Bloom, which is the other end of the deal they did make for Mats. They were clearly talking to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And they didn't get Helsley, who went to the Mets. They also acquired another reliever, Taylor Rogers, at the deadline. Good news, though, Keith. You said they should have been in on Duran. They were.
Oh, good.
According to John Heyman.
Nice.
Dave Dombrowski, however, outmaneuvered Craig Breslow
for
Duran. They were in on Suarez to play at first, and they were in on Duran.
So they almost got Suarez and Duran.
Almost. Did that count anything for you with Breslow?
I still want a starter, but that alone I would have been happy with.
Yeah,
if they got Duran and Suarez, I would have been like, all right, good one.
Great deadline for you there, Brez.
Yep, I would have been. You guys crushed it. And if I had to pick between Duran and Helsley, I would pick Duran.
Same.
But I would have taken either one.
617-779-7937. We'll keep you up to speed on all the latest Red Sox rumors. We'll go to the MLB trade deadline desk with Billy Lanny, our MLB correspondent, all day long here today. Any trades happen, and we mean any trades happen.
Does not matter.
You're going to hear them throughout the day here on Jones and Keefe. Keep it locked here. We'll talk to Rob Bradford, WEEI, and Baseball Isn't Boring at 11:30 for all the latest Red Sox intel. So keep it locked here. Meanwhile, updates from Patriots training camp as well. Day 8 here in Foxborough. We had Robert Kraft sitting down with Kay Adams yesterday. A couple of interesting items that he revealed yesterday. We'll dive in on that, including Robert Kraft taking credit for yet another head coaching hire, which I'd probably steer clear of if I were him. That's next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.